Chapter 4. The music didn't change. The tape churned out the same 2-hour loop again and again. The management figured that either the customer would have paid up and left or be too drunk to notice before the songs began to repeat. A person would have to stay in the bar, sober and attentive, for more than 2 hours before realizing that George Benson was singing this masquerade for a second time. That meant the only people who could be troubled by the repetition were the people who worked in the bar, and the standard of sobriety and attention knocked several of them out of the running. During the course of an 8-hour shift, an employee could expect to hear the tape 4 times in its entirety, 4.5 for whoever was closing. Franny spoke to Fred about it at the end of her first month. Fred, the better of the 2 night managers, oversaw the bar and the larger, busier, and less profitable hotel restaurant. He told her it didn't matter. "It does matter," Franny said. "It's driving me batshit." She was wearing a slim black dress, sleeveless and short, over a fitted white blouse. She was wearing black, high-heeled shoes. With her straight blonde hair in a single loose braid, she looked like the music video version of the Catholic schoolgirl she'd once been. Before she took the job, she wasn't sure if she'd be able to bear the indignity of the uniform, but it turned out the uniform didn't actually bother her. It was the music. It was Sinatra singing "It Was a Very Good Year" that made her feel like she might step into the revolving door at the front of the lobby, a tray of cocktails balanced on her open hand, and swing out into the dark winter night. Fred gave her a nod. He was not paternalistic or dismissive, though he looked like somebody's father and gave her an answer that was in no way helpful. "Trust me, I've been here almost 5 years. You get used to it."
"But I don't want to be here in 5 years. I don't want to get used to it."
The smallest flash of discomfort registered in the night manager's eyes. Franny tried again.
"Couldn't you just get a couple of different tapes? It could be the same people. I'm not complaining about the kind of music. I mean, different music would be appreciated, but that's not my problem. The repetition is my problem. Those people sang other songs."
"We have more tapes somewhere,"